Hi everyone, and welcome back on Deep Tissue Talks. I'm your host, Doris Martel, and today we're going to dive into a topic that's deeply close to my heart, the power of using mantras to help release your physical pain. Whether you're using it during a self-massage or with your therapist, your PT, or even when you're working out, in my opinion, it's really a game changer for anyone who's trying to bridge the gap between their body, their mind, their spirit, you know. You can see me using mantras in my episodes of Deep Tissue Talks where I interview guests on the massage table. If you go and watch the first episode with Aliyah Jenner, at the end of her session, I kind of like resume her history and everything that we talked about and what her body was going through in terms of tightness and pain. And I give her a mantra that she can use when she's doing the exercise that I ask her to do when she's at home, relaxing, watching TV, or after a dance session. And those are mantras that are going to assist and help her in releasing whatever pain is still stuck in her body. So, okay, now you may ask, what is a mantra? So let's start with the basics. So a mantra, it's a word or a phrase or a sound that is repeated during meditation, during movement, stretching or relaxation, so that you can focus your mind and direct your energy. But it's so much more than just words. When you use it intentionally, it becomes a tool of empowerment and healing. In Sanskrit, a mantra, it means instrument of thought. And you have researchers like Dr. Herbert Benson. He's a pioneer in mind-body medicine. And he has shown that when you repeat a mantra, you can activate the relaxation response, you can calm your nervous system, and you can help your body heal. That's crazy to me that nobody's really talking about it. You have studies in neuroscience that also have found that when you repeat a mantra, you can reduce the activity in the default mode network, the DMN, of the brain. And this is the part that is responsible for mind wandering or rumination. So when you understand that, it allows you to focus inward to promote a state of mindfulness that's going to be essential for your pain relief and for your emotional balance. So we've talked about it in other episodes, but when it comes to physical pain, especially somatic or spiritual pain, mantra can help you connect with the underlying message that your body is trying to convey. Somatic pain, it arises from emotional stress, from trauma, from unresolved experience that have found refuge in your body. And it's as if the pain is saying, hello, notice me, care for me, I'm here. And by using a mantra, you're giving that pain the attention it craves. You're not suppressing it, but you're recognizing it and beginning the process of organizing. Organizing in this concept in particular, it means neutralizing the emotional acidity of the pain. It means transforming it into something that can teach and empower you. This process of recognition and gratitude, it's going to allow the pain to diminish because basically it has fulfilled its purpose. It has told you that it was here and that it needed to be cared for and recognized. And when you're doing that, the pain doesn't need to be there anymore. Spiritual pain, on the other hand, it's slightly different. It stems from a disconnection from the purpose or the higher sense of self. When you use a mantra in that context, it serves as a grounding tool. It helps you realign with your deepest intention and it helps you connect with your higher self. You can create your own mantra. But if you're interested, I offer a service that creates personalized mantras. So it's uniquely tailored to your own story, to who you are. It reflects your hopes, your fear, and the key moments that have shaped you. I have a whole team that's dedicated to design those mantras, and we even incorporate elements like your astrological sign, the things that you wish to manifest in your life, for example. And the mantra that we're going to give you, it becomes your guide. It uplifts your spirit. It grounds you. It aligns you with your higher intention. So using a mantra during self-massage, yoga, stretch, or workout is going to help you dissolve the pain that's stuck in your body. It's like combining the power of movement with the energy of focused intention. You're not just treating the physical body, you're also nourishing the emotional and the spiritual layer. All right, so how can you use a mantra during your massage or your self-massage or even your physical therapy session, for example? So there is 5 steps, in my opinion. First step, you set an intention. The second step, you choose or you recite your mantra. Third step, you focus on your pain. Number 4, you breathe into your pain. And then at the end, 5th step, you express gratitude. So what can you expect when you use a mantra during your session? Well, it can be very transformative. It's not always easy at first because you have to really focus on your intention, on your breathing, and on your mantra. Emotional release can happen too, and it may feel overwhelming. You can cry, you can shiver. It's normal, and it may feel intense. And if that's the case, pause. Take a few deep breaths and return to your mantra. Your mantra is there to support you. For some people, staying focused can also be tricky. And so distraction or negative thought may creep in, you know, like those ruminating thoughts. The key is to bring your mind back to your mantra. It's totally okay to have those extra thoughts, but you're training your brain to refocus. It's like a muscle, and little by little, the more you do it, the more you're going to be good at it. It's like anything. It's a practice, and it gets easier with time, I promise. And so mantra, they're more than words. They're your ally in healing, in growth, and in transformation. If you're ready to explore the power of a personalized mantra, visit our website and create one that reflects your unique journey and your aspiration. Remember, your pain isn't here to punish you. It's here to teach you. So alchemize that pain. Express gratitude for the lessons that it's teaching you and transform it into a gift for your growth. I know it's not easy. I've been through it and I know you can because I've done it. And there is many people who have been doing it with great success. And I trust you. I know you can do this. You got this. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Deep Tissue Talk. Please subscribe, share, leave a review if you like that episode, and share in the comment what are your mantras. Share how mantras are helping you in your journey. All right? See you next time. Thank you. I send you love.